in the early days, I think because it was such a new thing, everybody was, if anything in hip hop had a moment of success, we all celebrated because it was like the message is getting out, 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 the message is getting out.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, Ezo Grigio. What's up, fellas?
What's good?
What's good?
Another beautiful day in the neighborhood.
That's what's good, no doubt. So on recording day, we're going to kick it like this. First topic on Hip Hop Digest is comments, controversial remarks on ending racism. Right now, things aren't looking good for the Oscar award-winning rapper Common. Last week, he appeared on The Daily Show, which may be 2 weeks ago, I guess, where he suggested that African Americans need to extend their hand of love towards white folks in order to end racism in America. People chimed in, the nerve of that nigga. The idea of putting the responsibility of brokering racial harmony on blacks is bullshit. A lot of people said on Twitter, and thoroughly fucked up your boy's whole aura of, you know, Common was one of them niggas that, you know, all about positivity and love your brother, man, and, you know, black pride and, you know, no malt liquor and all that shit. But he said, nah, man, go up and hug a white man, make him feel good about himself, and then he'll love you. Swerving, I gotta admit, when you told me about that topic, I wasn't up.
Right.
I looked at his comments, mm-hmm. and you know I love Common. Yeah. You know I love him. His album was on my top of the head. The whole joint, yo. The bitch in you. I love Common. But that right there, my nigga. That right there, my nigga. Common, you wrong. You wrong, brother. You wrong.
Yep. He has taken quite a banana peel slip there, huh?
Oh, my
huh?
God, nigga, a banana peel, nigga.
Did you watch the whole interview?
Nah, I just watched the clip, but I mean, well, tell me about that, yo.
Yeah, because I'm thinking you might be doing him a disservice by just listening to the clip.
I listened to the clip, but I mean...
Because, I mean, you got to take the context of what he said and how exactly. he said it.
Okay, well, explain...
Who put that clip? Where they put it?
Well, did you watch the whole interview, son?
Hell no. Nah. Oh, I didn't well, see none of it I was great all.
Then none of us
saving judgment until
none of us can put it in the correct context. I give Kurt G that, but just the statement alone.
Because the statement alone, from my point, the statement alone, I didn't see anything wrong with what he said. Because I'm like, okay, I hear what you're saying, but the way people taking it.
They taking it as you putting the whole responsibility
right.
on African Americans.
To get the context of how he said it and what
to switch things. I think he may be saying is like, look, you know, African Americans, you know, don't be so maybe saying I don't want to put words in his mouth. Y'all, I'm stuck right now on this topic because I didn't watch the whole I watched
gotta
the clip.
Watch the whole clip until
yeah.
we can
Yes, yeah, so this is gonna be a topic for future. We gotta right. come back at it because I wanna hear it. I want to hear the context
thing.
And see about what he was saying and why he said what he said. What the question
you,
was.
You
that
know how quick we are to grab a headline and run with it.
No, buddy. And that's why I said, I mean, my initial on the headline, I think he wrong. And I believe that on the headline, I think he wrong. But now he may come with a different context because, like you said, and on that headline, this is your boy. This is Common. What we talking about? We're not talking about Migos. We're talking about Common, who got his ass beat on Twitter, social media. Beat, my nigga.
Yeah, no doubt. But people forget that a few weeks before that, he was up there with the Black Fist.
Yeah, well.
So that's what's going to cause me to hold, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I guess we'll say
that's
pause,
what I'm saying. It, this
say
is,
for real.
I think Common has...
To see exactly what the fuck was said and how it was said and what he meant.
He's garnered enough goodwill from me personally to know that that don't even sound like his personality to even
right.
do something like that. So I got to hear what question was asked of him to make him even say something like that.
Okay, so what we're going to do in Hip Hop Digest, and we're going to hold judgment, even though, you know, my initial judgment on the headline, I thought the brother was wrong.
And so did a whole lot of other people.
Yeah, right.
Jumped on it.
So I'm going to... I'm going to walk that back. I'm going to watch the entire interview, and then we'll come back at a later show, and then we'll address it.
No Sound doubt. Like a winner.
There you
All
go.
All right. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Kendrick Lamar moves 318K the first week on his Pimp a Butterfly. The numbers are in on K Kendrick Lamar, 318,000 units.
That's Pimp physical.
A Butterfly.
Or downloads. That's
physical, but when you add in the SPS, which is now, that's the new map, the SPF, sales plus streaming, he was up to 355,000 for the first week, according to the Daily Double. Streaming numbers are strong, and it goes into the whole situation on how he beat Drake on the streaming number. The album was leaked early. Top Dog Entertainment, Anthony Tiffith, blamed Interscope, said they was tweaking and rushed it and wanted to get it out there. Now, it's not the fact that he sold 318 or 355, whatever number that you care about. It's the first and second comments under the story that tells the story. The first comment is, Drake won again. Drake dropped a surprise album / mixtape that turned into a full-fledged album and went gold in the first week. The second comment, Drake is a mainstream artist with a mainstream album and multiple singles. Kendrick purposely went against all of that and put out a conscious album and still ended up putting up big numbers. That is the difference. Kurt G, let's address the first comment. Drake won again.
Because I thought Drake was on some slippery shit on that.
Oh.
You know how I look behind the curtain.
I know you look behind the curtain, my nigga.
And I saw with that album / mixtape / surprise as this. He put it out as a surprise, just dropped it.
Right.
Niggas ate it up.
They did.
And it became a full-fledged album.
Now,
after the fact. Now, if niggas would have been like crickets on that shit, it wouldn't have sold nothing.
Oh, he protected himself.
He would have been like, I just dropped that just for something. I was bored, so I put something out.
See, and that's what I'm saying about this, and I'm agreeing with you 100%, this slippery shit, this mixtape to insulate myself against criticism. You're right. That shit wouldn't have sold. He'd have had insulation. Oh, it's not a real album. He'd have been insulated. But the fact that it blew, now they can claim as a real album. Where Kendrick, again, my excitement for the Kendrick was the fact that it was totally opposite of what today's fair gives you. Sonically, and for the most part, lyrically. I'm not saying that shit is fucking, you know, Midnight Marauders. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, for his profile, you know what I put on. You know what I put on, Kendrick.
I know you put a million on him.
You know what I put on, Kendrick.
Yeah, and I listened to Kendrick, and I said, you know what? Just because my man put a million on you, I'm going to have to listen. So I listened, and he all right. He got the joints all right. He got a couple joints, a couple bangers on there. I was like, okay.
But sonically, all right. Though, sonically, it's not.
There's still some doubt there, Kurt, and yeah, I'm right with you.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm like you said, it's not Midnight Marauders.
Actually, right. You know what? It's funny. You know
but
what?
It definitely comparing him to his peers and what they're putting out. That shit right there, that's not bad.
Right,
but that's that new math though.
I got you.
Big Daddy Kane against his peers, or Black Thought against his peers.
Oh, and trust me when I tell you, what Kurt G is saying is measured, because actually my man Robbie from Uncut wrote an article about the album, and he kind of said what you were saying. Kendrick got some joints on there, but it's not without flaws.
Right.
It's not without flaws. I still see it as a bunch of young niggas still trying to learn how to walk in this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll give it that.
I think because you're right. You know what I'm saying? If it's some Tribe Called Quest shit or some Slum Village shit, you know, we're expecting, you know what we're expecting. You know what I mean? I don't know if Kendrick is capable of that shit. I don't know if J. Cole capable of that shit. Now, I don't know if anybody from this generation, other than underground niggas.
Right.
There's some underground niggas is capable of that, but I don't know if commercially available niggas is capable of that shit. So, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, and this is a shout out to you, Swervin, aka Egio Grigio. I don't know if that's if you're drinking an Egio tonight.
Tapper John.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Egio Grigio tonight. I'm just sipping.
Okay. Lauryn Hill's The Miss Education of Lauryn Hill has been selected for the Library of Congress archives.
Good. That's a great R&B album.
Oh, see, there you go. Now, it's a hip-hop album, my nigga.
And I fully expected you to say that.
That's all right, though.
That's an amazing R&B album.
The Library of Congress annual roundup of recordings, both musical and oratory, worthy of their immortalizing stamp. which is today. What they're saying is that that shit is, as long as the United States of America is standing, that record is stamped in history. That means your forgotten trap shit will be forgotten. But when you go to the Library of Congress, the Lauryn Hill joint's going to be sitting up there. Other hip hop entries in the Library of Congress.
Hold on.
Include.
Hold on. Other.
Other hip hop and Lauryn, Miseducation of Lauryn Hill is a hip hop classic.
Nope.
Other people who are in the Library of Congress include Public Enemies, Fear of a Black Planet, Tupac Shakur's Dear Mama, De La Soul, 3 Feet High and Rising, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, The Message. I believe Sugar Hill Gang is in there as well.
De La had better albums than 3 Feet High. And
That's true. They did. But all that
but
being
that was
said,
the Daisy Age.
That's true.
All that being said, they're in the Library of Congress, never to be forgotten. So your local trap boys, you ain't made it there yet. But you know, it is hip hop swerving. Back me up on that, G. G, let me ask you a question, G.
Hip hop lane.
That is a Miseducation of Lauryn Hill hip hop.
We are going to sit here and we're going to look at that album, song for freaking song, and decide right there whether that shit is hip hop or not. If she's singing and not rapping, you're going to shut the fuck up for antiquity, all right?
Yo, son, check this out.
Shut the fuck up.
Check this out, though, son. So, the fact that she's sick. So, what about... So, would you call The Message by Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five hip-hop album?
Yep.
Even yes, though they're singing on that bitch. You and I just sounding horrendous on that month. They singing, though. Is that what we're getting down to?
Yep.
That's what he's saying.
So, exactly so, so Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five... The Message album is R&B.
Message, don't push me.
UTFO is R&B.
That's rap.
UTFO?
That rap. That's hip hop. That's early lover. Days of hip hop.
Fairy Tale Lover?
No, hell no.
No, but hell I'm just saying.
That's so, singing. That's some old early New Jack Swing. Please,
come on, B. Yo, son, I'm going to tell you right now, yo, the Digest listeners is going to come for your ass on
no,
this
they
one,
are
swirly.
Not either. They're, I mean, some. Body just holding on to something. I don't know, but if you sit there and look record for record on that album, it is not hip hop.
Really?
You show me 3 hip hop songs on that album.
I think she got more than that, though.
No, we gonna see because we gonna do the test.
So what you saying is see, I got to admit, you see, I think you're confusing via hip hop via rap. So what you saying is. It's R&B singing, but she doesn't have that many rap records on the album.
More hip-hop album records on that album.
Really? Mm.
Yeah. Okay, pull it out, B, and just track for track, and then you only have to tell me nothing.
Okay, no.
Stop
check
talking
it out.
About it.
Now we're going to do this live on the show. We're going to settle this live on the air, my nigga.
Oh, you going to put it out there, huh?
We're going to settle this live on the air. We'll fuck around and go track for track, damn right. So.
Fairly confident that I have no concern.
This nigga said we go
great R&B album.
You know what this nigga said, yo? He said we go shut the fuck up for antiquity.
he hit us with the MC Light joint. Shut the fuck up.
For the rest of your natural ass life, you will not call that a hip hop album.
Oh shit. Oh, that's what's up.
Try to spring that shit on me every 2 years. It's never gonna work, dude.
He ain't falling for the banana the tailpipe.
It's in the Library of Congress now, my nigga.
Johnny Cash is probably in there too, but he ain't hip hop, B.
Write your congressman, my nigga.
Chicago is probably in there. All them. So please.
Oh, shit. Oh, next time we're going to Hip Hop Digest.
I love his conviction, though. I love it. This nigga is not falling for it. Fuck that.
No doubt. Ever.
Next topic, again, on the Hip Hop Digest is. Raekwon says a Wu-Tang's Better Tomorrow is boring and it's too soft. Raekwon says. Raekwon then elaborated on his comments about the album being boring and too soft. He said, fans wanted some real shit on a Better Tomorrow. He said, in the end of the day, that shit ended up what RZA wanted it to be.
Can I speak as a fan?
Go get in, my nigga.
Okay, so if he knew what fans wanted, why the fuck didn't he just do it? He could have spit fire. You're worthy of it. You don't tell me that it's a whack album. You want it.
he on it because he lobbied to get paid. And once RZA cut him that big check, he was obligated.
Well, then he need to shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
So I guess my problem with it is a little bit like swerving. I'm just wondering, it's like, damn, you coming out and saying it's too soft. I'm asking, and I did not ask this question. One nigga sitting around the lab with RZA and the beats is on, and niggas is like, yo, didn't nobody stand up and be like, you know what? I don't think that shit's that good, RZA.
Heads was nodding.
This shit's soft, B.
I can't believe out of all the niggas who's in that lab that nobody, including Ray himself, because he's saying it after the fact, but maybe Ray is saying, look, we already had beef. In the article, Ray saying we don't have any beef. On top of that, he's not even going on tour with them.
He ain't even representing his soft shit.
He ain't even representing it because he ain't going on tour. So, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a little disingenuous.
It is. And you know, the problem, what it comes right down to is that they're going to end up doing 36, a bulk of 36 Chambers on tour and a bulk of other shits from other albums off Meth and Ghost and all these other niggas shits. And niggas are going to want to hear Incarcerated Scarfaces, yo. I mean, point blank, you know, so.
Yeah, B, it's fucked up, though. But it is what we suspected, though.
Right, we did.
We suspected that RZA was running this shit. And now we know he's running it with an iron fist.
Well, you know what? But RZA was running this shit, but even RZA couldn't see that. You just plugging niggas in. And you didn't have niggas time to sit and vibe. You didn't have niggas time to go over the beat. And like you said, RZA wanted all the publishing. That's why there's no Pete Rock. That's why there's no Primo. That's why there's no Static Selector. That's why there's no Jake One. I don't give a fuck who you talking about. Apollo Brown. You know what I'm saying? None of them niggas is on that project. They would be normally if you really sit back. Yo, we really want to do something for hip hop. We really want to just do this shit.
Yep.
And so I'm in the camp that's blaming RZA.
Somebody need to drag that nigga out of Quentin Tarantino's basement.
But Ray, say,
get your ass up in here and see what hip hop is really about.
But Ray is disingenuous because he took the money anyway.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why he's being disingenuous. Because if you thought this shit was soft and whack,
you wouldn't even have been on it.
You shouldn't even took the money.
You shouldn't even took the money. You should have been like, nah, I can't fuck with this. You
know what I mean? Maybe he was getting that check and then sabotaging.
It could be. Indeed. No doubt.
Still, it's whack.
No doubt.
So just left it alone.
No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the young female MC from Chicago, Tank, is on this video with Timberland called The Ratchet Commandments. And me and Kirgy checked it out. I know you're probably not familiar with this shit, Egri, but
no, sir.
but my man Kirgy's going to back me up on this. We looked at we listened to the video, and I know what Timberland doing. Timberland bringing a young teenager out. He's splitting the difference. He's making the music a little bit approachable for young people. But then this Tink sounds like she got some lyrics. You know, she's talking that ratchet shit, but she sounds like she got some lyrics. Ratchet, not in the way you think. You know, kind of opposite of ratchet. Talking about niggas acting like women need to get off that shit. You know, so I understand where Timberland going with this shit. But for me, it sounds like what Timberland is building is something on paper. And my analogy for this is, all the time we talk about MCs and Drake is always in the forefront of this shit, whether he got lyrics or not, and this, that, and the third. But what it sounds like, on paper, these niggas look good. And what this is swerving is, you buying a car, right?
Mm-hmm.
On paper, you see the engine specs talking about, oh shit, you know, 0 to 60 in 2.9 seconds. Bitches beating a Corvette off the line. Oh my God, this shit's crazy. It's in Ferrari territory.
Mopar, nigga.
Yo, Mopar, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That type of shit, right? On paper. So right. You roll up to the lot, and that motherfucker looked like a Chrysler K car. But the engine's crazy, though.
This bitch is fast.
Bitch is fast.
That's a box car.
Yeah, B, that's my analogy to these on-paper niggas.
So are you going to buy that car?
So to me, that's what Timberland got going here. On paper.
Hold on, because you got to give people a second to Google.
Take that in. Take that whole image in.
Yeah, so you just take an image of a Ferrari engine stuffed in a K car. You buying that shit?
most people ain't going to buy it because that the way the package looks, it's fucked up.
And this is what Tink is kind of reminding me of. She probably got engine all day. She probably got lyrics all day. On paper, I'm going to beat that Corvette off the line. But damn, I don't know if I can buy that back boxy bitch, though. You know what I mean? I just don't know if I can do it.
That package that they're putting it in.
That package is fucked right up. And what it is I get it. He's going for the Nicki Minaj throne. I see what he's setting up. You know, Jay's somewhere involved, you know, bankrolling this shit. A hidden bankroller. I see what they setting up. And she's a young girl. She's 19. You know, all this Iggy Azalea and Azalea Banks. They're gonna set this young girl to take all these commercial chicken heads out. But right now, that packaging sucks.
The climate.
You want to back me up?
To us, it does.
The climate is coming out.
G, you tell me what you think about that, G, because we listened to the track.
I thought the track, I could listen. It was a listenable track because it was Timbaland, being Timbaland. I like Timbaland for the most part. So I thought the track was listenable. And I thought Young Girl was nice. She had some lyrics. She was spitting it, and she was talking that anti-ratchet shit, basically.
She was.
Saying niggas out here being ratchet.
Right.
Things ratchet. Right. And I felt her on the message. But like you said, the package that he's trying to package it in is, he's trying to fool young folks is what I think he's trying to do.
There you
go. Into liking this by putting it in something that they may be attracted to.
Indeed. That's what's up. And last but not least on the Hip Hop Digest, some other conjecture. OC, what's that? Mako?
Mako.
Mako. Bitch, you guessed it. I keep wanting to call that motherfucker Mako.
Wow. Get a paint job.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of paint jobs and shit, he basically, I caught him on an interview talking about, you guessed it, was a misdirection. And saying that, got on the mic and was saying, you know, niggas don't realize he a real MC.
Wow.
Talking about they missed the message of You Guessed It.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I definitely missed it.
I don't know. I listened to You Guessed It again, and I just remember these lyrics. Grr, 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 fuck nigga. I remember that. Now, I don't know if that's the new You My Man, You My Boy. Is that the new young slang for You My Boy? Or does that mean, because he had the air gun. Grr,
grr, when you grr, call somebody a fuck nigga?
I'm just saying.
Nah, that's aggression.
Words.
Right there.
Okay, I'm just saying. So he's in the video with that air gun. Grr, 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 fuck niggas. I know I heard that. You
but
know what I mean?
You missed what he was trying
but
to
say. But I missed what he was trying to say.
Yeah, you missed
but,
it.
But he got into a whole.
Bitch, you missed it.
Yeah, bitch, you missed it. He got into a whole nother diatribe about, you know, black music. And I don't wanna fuck up his things here. He was like, black people play the most important role in destroying black music. Swervin, you're familiar with You Guessed It?
Somewhat.
Somewhat?
In a negative way.
Is that shit real black music, though?
Made
by a black person?
Which lane in this 80-lane road of music are we talking about?
Well,
because I only drive one car, B. I'm sorry.
And you're not switching 80 lanes. Is
I'm
that what you're saying?
I'm not flipping all lanes, B. I'm chilling.
Gurgi, help me out here. You got him trying to talk that. Now, first of all, I'm going to say this. For the type of music he makes, he seemed to be a very congenial guy. Doesn't seem like a gangster at all. You know, kind of was trying to talk some common sense out there. But it doesn't line up with his music. Kind of reminds me of that whole 2 Chainz things. That whole, I'm not saying he's college educated, but he ain't dumb. Making dumb ass music.
Well, B, there's that is going to be what's going to get to me. Because once again, looking behind the curtain, as you can listen to this nigga, I guess he ain't on the SERP, and he wasn't high that day, and he came out with these statements and saying shit, and I guess he's seeing the industry for what it really is. And the shit that he has to actually do to actually make any noise in this industry is starting to get to him. And making him sick to his stomach, I guess. To have to make this type of fucking music in order to even be heard.
You guessed it.
Right. So, to me, I think what's getting to me is that the fact that you feel that you got to make this shit, and but it's not in your heart that this is the shit that you should be doing. So they don't fucking make it. Stop doing that. Don't even do this shit because it's not genuine. It's bullshit from the start. Now you're trying to tell me that you making bullshit, that you was actually feeding me shit, and now you're going to tell me that that black people are doing the most things to destroy themselves. What are you helping, nigga? You're helping.
Nah, I tell you, I think what the misdirection is that I think that niggas see him and that type of music so ignorant that when he gets up there and he does speak with somewhat intelligence,
he looks like a nigga in a clown face.
Well, no, but
hold on.
But he's coming off.
Trinidad James just do that?
Yes.
All them niggas on everything.
Right. All them niggas on CNN. That whole from Waka Flocka on CNN and the Trinidad showing up on Don Lemon and looking like a gigantic coon show. I think these niggas. No, I'm just saying. I think you could talk real regular talk with these niggas, but because the music is so ignorant, they really think you gonna get like I'm gonna get up there and show them niggas, you know, I got some KRS-One in me. I'm intelligent, you know. I'm not that coon.
Wow. But this nigga. And then they turn the video on.
But then you said right.
So these niggas is really in blackface then.
Pop Molly, I'm sweating.
These niggas is really in blackface then.
Right, and that's,
they get on the videos, yep. They get in the studio, and they start putting on a fucking show.
Right.
Damn, but this is not really who they are.
Right there.
That's bullshit.
Well.
Yep.
Indeed. So, you know, I don't mind. I don't care what nobody say. Shit. It's that Atlanta shit.
Destroy the culture.
It's that Atlanta shit.
With that bullshit. Oh, shit. I'm not giving it that.
Yeah, I know it.
That bullshit is what I call it.
That's real. That's what's up.
Hey, a lot of that shit ain't coming from Atlanta. A lot of that shit ain't coming from Atlanta.
You know what? That's true.
Some of it's from New York.
Fucking Denver, Colorado with that bullshit.
Well, I like to round everybody up. I won't charge people down at the station if they're innocent. Anyway.
Going downtown.
No doubt. So anyway, I'm pretty sure Kurt G doesn't have his shit together.
No,
so.
Because we got two computers up right now. We just got off that Shadi interview shit. Yeah. So I'm getting ready to flip over right here, and hopefully it don't fuck nothing up here.
So if the show suddenly just goes dark.
It's because I just fucked
it's
up.
It's just because Kurt G
and
fucked up.
And you'll never know it because it'll be
edited out. So you won't even know. That's true.
Oh, shit. No doubt. That's what's good. So anyway, Swervin, damn, we're going to get that shit together, nigga. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Well, I am going nowhere. I'll be right here.
We're
going
to get that. We're going to get that Lauryn Hill queued up, and we're going to go cut for cut for all prosperity.
Hip hop, or we're going to say not hip hop. And in my estimation, we're going to say not hip hop.
You know what? I tell you what, B, I think you're going to come to a different conclusion. The amount of breakbeats on the album.
We're talking about the album. Aretha Franklin got a breakbeat at some point, so I don't even want to hear it. It ain't the music. It ain't an instrumental album. It's in the whatever you said.
Library of Congress, my nigga.
It's a great R&B album. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Nigga said for antiquity.
That's on some Egyptian shit, G. Put it in a tomb and let it lay.
Oh, shit. All right, so you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Kurt G, albums of the week.
All right, this week we got DJ Yoda, Breakfast of Champions, and John Robinson and Chief, We the Prolific. And the album, instrumental album is Brandon Dreamscape Part 2A.
All right, there we go.
There it is.
We'll see y'all next week.
Done deal.
Gone.
Peace.
One.
Talk to him. suicide's a new sport. Pregnant ass chicks advertised with new ports. All for the pot drag. Kings can't beat queens, so they can try and say that they got dragged. Half knots that blast shots at cops back. They stash rocks and hash pot and hot pass. They trash talking, back talking, got back. But Matlock was padlocked to stop that. Case from hitting them headlines. Judge gotta watch and he's seeing this fed top. Wanna ball like, yeah, you's a hoyer. You hate white folks, but you're Jewish lawyer. You claim you love and you think you're thug, but please, dog, you pray seven times and yet you eat hog. Claim you the streets and you walk now running it. But cry, bitch, when you deal with the government.
If only I gave a fuck, hey. If only I gave a shit, hey. Trying to say I was that man. If only I gave a fuck, hey. If only I gave a shit, hey. If only I gave a damn, they would never try and say I was that man.
Dirt deeds with sentences clean. Cop gangster rap out of vending machines. Switch up in a different scene. In the OG chromosome gets in your jeans. Blame us, say the world lettuce. Statutory with another schoolgirl fetish. Extra cred for sex ed, straight A's. Unprotected, you fail with straight A's. And we just stay greeting. Dad snorts coke at a PTA meeting. Mom shoots heroin, grazed her ribs. And she begged every school to raise her kids. Right now, deny the message. Puffer from pain, then buy your Lexus. But not infested, but try infected. Failure is a drug that's spine injected.
If only I gave a fuck, hey. If only I gave a shit, hey. If only I gave a damn, they would never try and say I was that man. If only I gave a fuck, hey. If only I gave a shit, hey. If only I gave a damn, they would never try and say I was that man.
In the younger days, rap is black as the stallion. Red, black, and green, fat Africa medallions. West African fest attended by thousands. In Zulu sweatshirts and cross-colored trousers. Yeah, it seems like a whole life ago. Cancer swept away by your pop culture dynamo. I'm not gonna front like it's all about the time before. If I really gave a fuck, I'd be rapping over Zydeco. Now eras change and then comes the apathy. Nobody black as me wants to trace the family tree. In the moment, living like fuck the whole beginning. With a whack ass past and our futures open-ended, right? Just kick a dope verse like the Cenobites and hide the message like it's the long kiss goodnight. And go ahead and give a gift of light. Just make sure it's wrapped pretty in the ribbons tight.
If only I gave a fuck, hey.